The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He hardly knew what to say. They were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Suddenly, looking around, the disciples no longer saw anyone but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone, except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. Then they asked him, "Why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" He told them, "Elijah will indeed come first and restore all things. Yet how is it written regarding the Son of Man that he must suffer greatly and be treated with contempt? But I tell you that Elijah has come, and they did to him whatever they pleased, as it is written of him." The Gospel of the Lord.
In the gospel today, we heard the story of the transfiguration of Jesus. Jesus was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. The light that was described in the gospel today was emanating from within Jesus. It is not coming from the outside. It is not a reflection from another source. It is because Jesus is the true light of the world. He is the light that shines brighter than the sun. And he is the only true light that can illumine the darkness of our lives. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good that we are here." I mentioned in my previous homilies before that the original word used for good in this context, in that statement of Peter, "Lord, it is good to be here," the original word that was used in the Greek was kalon, which means perfect beauty, both in its physical and moral sense. The same word used in the book of Genesis in describing creation at the end of the day. And the Lord, again, God saw everything good. The same word that was used in the book, in the story of creation. Peter felt and found himself in the most perfect setting that he could possibly imagine, very similar to the original state of creation. No wonder he did not want to leave, offering up three tents. But the kingdom of God is not in a secluded mountain or a retreat house. One has to go down to the plain versus the mountain, where the rubber hits the road. The mountain is a place of renewal, of reinvigoration, but the real work is at the busy streets, in the noisy roads of day-to-day life, at home, at our workplaces, in the community, and in the greater society. "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." The revelation of the Father here cannot be missed. The revelation follows with a unique and very straightforward command. Listen to Him. Do we listen to Jesus? Where do we form our philosophies and the rule of life that we follow? When the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. Jesus alone is the one that stays. Jesus alone is whom we need, no one else. All the laws represented by Moses find its fulfillment in Jesus, who is the law of love himself. All the prophecies of the Old Testament represented by Elijah find its fulfillment in Jesus, who is the prophecy as the Word incarnate. Moses and Elijah disappeared as Jesus comes to the fore. In Jesus, we have everything. They saw no one else but Jesus alone. May we be transfigured each day to the very image of Christ, so that we too may experience that new life and that promise of inheritance given to those who are faithful.